Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
The aftermath of every social revolution brings about change. Cultural norms and landmarks shift as our minds and hearts expand beyond the familiar. To everything, there is a season and a time to every purpose in the land of the living. This is our time to renew, revive, and restore the hope lost to the busyness of life. This is our time to dig again and rebuild from the storms of our past on a solid footing that holds. Welcome to The Foundation.
The Foundation, the Pirates Grant is brought to you by Alive, Bomb for Bones, Burger King, Commonwealth Bank, Epic Battery, Grand Bahama News, Marco's Pizza, Prince Masters, and Ron's Electric Motors.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. 96.9 FM radio, Howard Grant. In your company, the foundation is a beautiful day, overcast. Grateful to be in your company. Grateful that you tuned in today. It's a beautiful day. Just want to be able to dive into a few things with you and kind of chop it down. Got to shout out my good, decent people over at Da Vinci's Printing and Innovators. They got everything laid out for you. Make sure you go down there and get this sort of an idea in your head out with professionalism, with the proper pizzazz and the pop for the project that exists in your head. Let's get this thing on paper and make it pop. Like your Habaka 2 and 2. Let's make some things happen, guys. Check them out. DaVinciPrinting242.com. DaVinciPrinting242.com. They got everything laid out for you. Make sure you check them out. Also, go down there and check out my good friend over at AFS Insurance Agents and Brokers. They got everything laid out for you, guys. If you're in the market for insurance, if you're in the market for insurance for your SDs, if you have a fleet, if you have your cars, if you have the cars are coming, they're on the boat, coming from China, coming and you're being able to do these things and you're trying to be able to squeeze a couple dollars together, don't worry about it. Go down to AFS Insurance Agents and Brokers and you can do that thing in-house financing. In-house financing, just find out for more information from my good friend Ethric Bo, 3411 AFS, 3411 AFS. They're open from 9 to 5 weekdays and 2 p.m. They're closed on Saturdays. So make sure you go give them a call and check them out, right? Guys, pick up the Guardian newspaper. All the information's in the paper today. Les hablando sobre el cosa. Let's talk about these particular things right now. It's exactly what. New partners in energy sector. The island grid, Shell, a partner, as a part of the BPL reform. The Prime Minister, if you've seen these commercials, if you've seen these particular things on social media, start to talk about a new day in energy, right? New energy reform in the country and being able to introduce those particular concepts. I like the concept and idea. I'm hoping that it's not just commercialism. I'm hoping that the relentless pursuit of being able to talk about climate change from a global perspective actually gives him sort of a honing in on some of the issues that exist in our country with fossil fuels and reforming that particular industry. I think that we as a nation, as a people, collectively, have been lagging behind significantly because of a lack of creativity, because of a lack of being able to use your courage, you know what I mean, political or otherwise, to ensure that we can be able to see some things happen. I think it's just cowardice. Can I say that? Is it okay? I think it's just cowardice for successive administrations to take on the position and continue to do what the last administration has done. For such a long time, we have not pushed the country forward. And I don't know whether or not this is platitudes. I don't know whether or not this is just pandering to the concept and idea of what social expectations are, right? Our desires to be able to move in a particular direction. Our desires to be able to align ourselves with technological and global advancements locally. I don't know whether or not this is another gimmick from a PR perspective, because we are absolutely in love with fossil fuels. We are in love. There are some industries globally that only exist to serve the Bahamas. Them transformer machines, come on, talk to me. Let's talk about it. These particular things are not looking at, listen, if we are going to have a conversation, I'd like to do that with you today. I'd like to be very clear and honest with you. $10 million for the development of a beautiful facility that we enjoy, right? Beautiful facility that we enjoy. Was it $30 million? $30 million, and then $10 million to refurbish it. By the Chinese. The Chinese who mass produce solar panels. Mass. The Chinese who have technologically up the wazoo. Technology up the wazoo. That two times a year, they have a tech fair in certain subsectors of China. A trade fair that persons come to from all over the world to identify what's new. They're seeking significant relationship with us here in the Bahamas. And in doing so, they continue to be able to genuflect to the request that we give them. We had a great opportunity to be able to sit down with the ambassador for China when she was here, Dai Quinlin, and being able to talk to her about it and talk to her about this sort of an idea that exists with this, what we call, and we've dubbed regionally, the Silk Road Project, right? This is the Belt and Road Project. Now, I asked her, because a lot of persons have said that the main highway in Jamaica was created and developed by the Chinese. The Chinese has taken on this sort of a prospect and position of being able to develop this entire space. And so I asked her about it. I'm both on air and off, and she and I had a conversation. And she doesn't do anything. We don't make a demand and say that this is where we're going to invest. So companies and countries have to request these things. After they make a request and they put the formalization in there, that particular process, then we release that to them. And so I come back here to this space and I ask questions about what is our request to the world? Is it to provide the superficiality that gives you this perspective of a progressive society, but it's non-functional in its actual move towards progression? I just want to be very clear about these things. Are we requesting these things to give us the idea of a functioning, bubbling society that's bursting with energy and enthusiasm to move into one sector or another? Or are we just identifying these particular things, are we just casual about it? There has been game after game played in these particular centers and spaces. And I don't know whether or not we've seen 45% occupancy. Why? Let's talk about this. Why? Now we find ourselves in this kind of position, and we're talking about a new energy sector or new partners in the energy sector and finding out significant relationship with PPPs. We talked about this. We know that the government is strapped for cash. We know it. We know that the government is in a strategic position that they're looking for an opportunity to be able to present themselves, bursting with energy, moving in a particular direction and making things happen from their political perspective. So they're looking to forge those relationships to move things forward. But if we look at these particular things, we have to ask questions. If you read the newspaper today, you'll be able to find out more information. It says that the Davis administration will enter into a partnership with the Island Grid for the modernization of the country's electricity grid and transmission and distribution network in New Providence. Minister of Energy and Transport, Gilbeth Colby Davis announced yesterday, Island Grid is a partner with Pike Corporation and its CEOs, J. Eric Pike, and Mai Shibata, according to his website. So the government will also implement the use of a liquefied natural gas, LNG, on New Providence, which will be purchased from Shell, said Gilbeth Colby Davis during a ceremony at the office of the Prime Minister to announce the government's awaited details for the energy sector. In addition to the partnership between Bahamas Power and Light, and the Island Grid implementation of the LNG in New Providence, the government's plan includes the building of utility sector solar power into the Family Islands, the expansion of the solar projects in New Providence, and an equity rate adjustment. This is what the minister says. Now, these things sound good. But similar to the conversation that we had yesterday, There is a looming fear, like a dark shadow that abides in the corners and the crevices of these particular things. There's a looming fear that a great deal of these projects that are presented to the Bahamian people have some clauses that are unspoken. There is an understanding that is not articulated and projected to the masses. That we see things on surface, but what exists behind is another thing. And so we too, as a country, we await the details of more information from the energy sector to understand this particular project. I've done a little research and background on J. Edgar Pica, who is a part of the PiCorp, who has been with Pi Corporation for several decades, taking over the family-owned business and expanding in reaches significantly. Under his leadership, Pi Corporation has grown to become one of the leading energy solution providers in the United States. Pi Corporation specializes in utility infrastructure solutions, including engineering, construction, and maintenance services, right? And maintenance services for energy transmission and distribution network. Some of the strengths of the organization start to be able to talk about leadership and vision. Pike has a strong track record of strategic leadership, driving the company through strategic expansions and technological advancement. Their innovation, the company is under the direction of the investment heavily in the modernizing of the grid infrastructure and integrating renewable energy solutions. And their reputation, Pike is known as... known for its reliability and expertise in handling large-scale energy projects. Now, some of the weaknesses that they actually speak about this particular company, as I just do my kind of research and just find out about the company, is that their capital investments. So the projects undertaken by Pi Corporations are capital intensive, right? So they require a lot of capital. They're capital intensive, requiring... requiring substantial investment and financing, and the regulatory challenges. Navigating the complex regulatory landscapes in various regions can be a significant challenge. But a lot of the opportunities that exist there is that renewable energy integration with a global shift towards renewable energy, there are vast opportunities for growth in this particular sector. Right. And they start to talk about their international expansion, which includes us. So it starts to talk about the expansion services for new international markets, such as the Bahamas, present a significant growth for opportunities. We need to talk about these particular things. And some of the threats that we must look out for is economic downturns, the economic instability can affect large infrastructure projects and funding. So we need to ensure that being able to forge a relationship with Pike and finding these particular things, that we can at least forecast some sense of sustainability well into the future as we talk about GDP, as we talk about our posture and position and how we grow from that particular perspective. Also, technological distributions. It says rapid advancements in technology could disrupt existing business models and require continuous adaptation. So that's what we'll be talking about today, guys. I want you to be able to be a part of that. When you look into the paper, you will see more stuff. So the government announces new tariff rate for BPL. You can be able to see that. BPL union president says that the workers remain in the dark on their future. And then attendance, literacy and graduation rates improving. This is what the Ministry of Education, Hannah Martin, says about a great deal of things that's happening in the country. I want to commend all the students who have passed through the 12th grade, passed through the 6th grade, passed through K-4, and being able to step onto another tier of their life. We must encourage our students to be able to empower themselves, to run into education, to hold steadfast to those things. But we must incorporate a faith perspective. Is it okay for us to talk like this? We must incorporate the basis of faith and an acknowledgement of supremacy, of a higher being bigger than ourselves. We must identify ourselves as a community that acknowledges supremacy. Can I say this? While you keep fighting about this kind of an idea, whether or not we're a Christian nation, young children are growing up devoid of an understanding that there is supremacy. Many of them grow up in households with no fathers. Can we talk like this? Many of them grow up in single mother homes, single parent homes. Let's do it like this. And as a result of this, they find themselves in this kind of position, never being able to be taught by men who have strength, who have understanding, who are rooted in their convictions. And so they develop this sort of a context and complex in our society. This is what we're seeing. There needs to be simultaneously an introduction of supremacy, of faith, of authority beyond ourselves, even into our little children. There should always be this acknowledgement. I think we're doing a lot in terms of running after infrastructural development, running after education, running after all of these accoutrements that we can be able to pull into our chest, but we're forgetting elements that's important in terms of being able to build the intangibles in our kids. So I want to encourage the Ministry of Education and all those in subsectors in the church more specifically, because it could start in church. It definitely starts at home, but families need a refuge. Families need a place that they can run into, and the church should be able to provide an opportunity for these children to be able to empower themselves, to understand about God, to understand about faith, to understand about these particular things, and to move with strength. That even if a father is not in the home, that they know and acknowledge that there is supremacy over them. Can I say this? It takes us, and it starts now, and it starts today. It doesn't start tomorrow when we believe that, okay, well, it is what it is. We've done enough. We lost the country. The country's gone. Every single one of us, as long as we still have breath, as long as we still have life, we should contribute to these things. So that's what's in the news today, ladies and gentlemen. The line's going to be open today if you want to be able to join in the conversation. I'd love you to do so. School attendance climbed to 92%. Still 8% outstanding. We got to be able to find those particular things. I want to hear more about the truant officers, the concepts and ideas out of the Ministry of Education to find out whether or not they're moving in the right direction and being able to utilize the technology to be able to pull, to rein in more of this outstanding 8% that exists in those space. Guys, like I said, the lines are wide open. Please be a part of the conversation. 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259, anywhere from the Family of Islands, 242-300, 5720. Hit me up on the cell phone, 422-4796. Quick commercial break, guys, and I'm going to be right back after this.
Foundation. Fast, reliable, and impactful printing services, look no further. Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life. We stand by our quality products that is second to none. Our affordable pricing and friendly, efficient staff makes Printmasters the ultimate choice for all your printing needs. We can deliver any type of printing services, from banners to booklets to business cards. You name it, we can print it.
Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life.
Located in the Nassau Guardian Building, telephone 302-2361.
Great news! Ron's Electric Motors' new location on Cowpen Road, right next to Island Luck, is open Saturdays and Sundays. So for those needing repairs on electric motors, generators, welding machines, water pumps, battery chargers, electric lifts, transformers, and power tools, Ron's Cowpen Road location can have you up and running on weekends. Don't forget, you can still visit Ron's Electric Motors on Wolf Road and Claridge Road, and now Ron's new location on Cowpen Road. Dial 356-0249 or 323-5267.
The Grand Bahama News is available every Tuesday in the Nassau Guardian. You can buy your local paper at Freeport convenience stores, Western Bakery, DeGregory's Fine Foods, and Bellevue Gifts. Now is the time to reach your Grand Bahama market with affordable packages, including print and digital. Call GB News sales representative Kavondre at 822-6717 or message him on WhatsApp for ad rates. Classified ads are now available every Tuesday as well. Keep up with everything Grand Bahamian every Tuesday in the Nassau Guardian.
The foundation.
Foundation. And we are back, ladies and gentlemen, 96.9 FM Radio. Howard Grant and your company, The Foundation. Beautiful to be in your company. Happy birthday to all those persons celebrating a birthday. I pray that the Father continues to watch over you. Last night, we had a little Cape Cotton situation for my daughter. She's 2 years old, and she's kind of freaking out over Minnie, right? So she's big on Minnie Mouse now because it's on the like a pull-ups. So she said, Daddy, you see Minnie Mouse on my panty? Right? It's pull-ups. Right, so she make me go on Pinterest. She wanted to see all the mini stuff. She wants to see all the mini. She wants me to get all this mini stuff. So I purchased a mini cake and all these things. Shout out to Cake My Day. Cake My Day. I found them on Facebook. By person who I normally go to, Joyous Jackie. She does my cakes and stuff like that for me. She wasn't available to do anything, so I had to kind of go to the Cake My Day, look for persons who were popular. My daughter absolutely enjoyed that cake on Facebook, Cake My Day, and it was very, very good. So I want to be able to shout out all those persons who were participating in that, and shout out to everybody who's being able to do that. Like I said again, happy birthday to all those persons who are celebrating their birthday. Guys, the lines are wide open. Please be a part of the conversation. 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259, or hit me up 422-4796. Call on the line with us live. Go ahead. Call on the line with us live. Go ahead. No? 323-6232, 325-4259, anywhere for the family of islands, 242-300-5720, or hit me up at 422-4796. This is good morning. The white door needs a desperate coat of... you can see the door? I'm not going to fight you. Okay, the phone. Says, Howard, why do you use all this flowery language? You might be the only Bahamian left who thinks that Brave Davis knows anything about climate change. Remember when he said that the BEC outage was due to climate change? I don't know what would give you any indication or implication that I believe that Prime Minister Brave Davis knows anything about climate change. I can't refute what he knows. And he's continued to be able to present to us what he knows as it relates to climate change, both locally and internationally. The only position I've ever spoken that includes Prime Minister Brave Davis and climate change is his pursuit to represent locally our posture and position and regionally. And so I continue to ask whether or not he's jockeying for a long-term position as a representative and a voice to climate change for the region. And that's why I say there is a concurrent campaign that's being run. One is a local PLP campaign, and the other is an international campaign to strategically place him in a position as a voice for climate change in the region and, dare I say, the hemisphere. This is what I'm seeing. I could be wrong, and it's okay if I'm wrong, but this is what I see. Okay, call on the line with us live. Go ahead. Go ahead, caller.
Yes, hey, Howard, how are you doing?
Hey, what's up, C?
C. Allen, yeah.
Yeah, what's up?
Early this time. See, Howard, just let me first, I want to speak on something else, but let me just get to the climate change issue. Have you seen an actual strategy, country strategy, to deal with climate change from us anywhere in the Bahamas or anywhere globally?
No.
They like to deal with mitigation, preparation, strategy.
For conversation.
Offsetting for a real strategy for going green, you know, mm-hmm. even from energy consumption, et cetera. See, when you want to be a global leader, there is a strategy that is expressed by the country's leadership, where there's buy-in by its citizenry, and it's beneficial to them. What we have is five-year celebrities marketing themselves to be given another 5 years of celebrityhood. You know, and I'm simply saying it's me, and not just me, because I represent a voice of a silent majority that simply says is that we need to stop pretending. I use the analogy again, where we say we look at China and Japan and all these other places that are so advanced, and we say they're in the future, but we could take a flight with them today and meet and see exactly what they are doing today. So So that means that's not the future, that's the present.
Mm-hmm.
That would simply mean that we are not in the present.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm saying is that, and it's amazing, and I've said this for almost two decades, and I think your newspaper would have won two or three years ago to carry it, what the Bahamas being secondly digitally prepared. And preparedness is not utilization. And so we have so many people running with natural resources and this, and everything else. But there's like literally nothing but conversation in regards to implementation. There's no written vision, strategy, anything. We talk about a national development plan, which is nothing more than a book of ideas that became obsolete in less than 1 year of being written. Technology, it changes. Artificial intelligence, the IoT, interconnectivity, quantum computing, fusion, fission, so many different things is happening in real time. And we're still struggling with an antiquated 60-year-old mythology of hotel, of hospitality and tourism, that here it is, you have almost an industry that's going to become a multi-billion, if not trillion-dollar industry, grow exponentially, and we're still struggling with even just getting 200,000 people employed. We started the Bitcoin or the DARE bill, where tokenization will become a multi-trillion-dollar industry by 2030, and we can't get going, but we still run around and tell people who we are rather than showing people. And that's simple. But it just ties into the second part of what I said. Yesterday, you and Anton had a good conversation concerning the need for a 21st century country leadership of tools and embracing these things.
Yeah.
And you're saying that.
And you sent me a good sort of a clipping for a campaign that you were actually moving towards. I like that.
Yes. Right. But not even, and not just me. But what I'm saying is this is available to others, right? And so what I'm simply saying is that when Anton took the time to explain what a political party has to be, I just want to tell Anton, then the FNM welcomes him. And listen to me very carefully, Howard, because we are with what Anton tried to explain yesterday.
We hold on.
Yeah,
hold on.
To be careful.
Hold on. You say we. That means you include yourself among the FNMs.
Yeah. We are the party for the 21st century, for the 60% of the people that's not represented, for the 60% of the people that understand that fintech and tokenization and those things are tools of the 21st century for behemoths to have access to capital. We are the ones that recognize that instead of building a mega hotel, that we could take 4,000 families and give them fourplexes each as part of a short-term vacation rental that does the same thing. And I can go on and on.
You know,
and
sometimes
talk
I
about
have
the
a vast imagination.
Of education.
I have a vast imagination. I can sit here and envision everything that you say.
Huh? No, but I want you to do Howard, though. I am but one of many, right? And I'm the one in the front. In the same way Anton come and speak, I want the economists and the technologists and other things to test us, through me, on whether this is talk or there's an actual implementable plan of action.
But that's the same thing that you said about the NDP plan, that it's just a book of ideas.
No, I said the National Development Plan. That's what I'm saying to you. It's a book of ideas. I'm not talking about ideas.
But the Bible is only a book of words unless it's applied. And every book would only be a book until we read it, absorb it, and apply it.
No, but that's what I'm saying to you. No, what I'm talking about in each individual sense is where you write down something that you say instructive as opposed to simply say you need us to do it. See, leadership is about inspiring people as opposed to doing things for it. Let's use education as an example, right? Yeah, it is that you have an education plan, and we talk about the enhancement of our technology in the classroom. There's a concept, right, where using technology today, and we can teach every single person in the Bahamas, more so our younger people, where we simply assess their abilities, right? And that's where we use technology to find out exactly where they are. And we have an idea of where we want to go individually as well as a country. We then develop their skills. Where every single educational tool to teach individually is tailored for each student or each person's individual progress. The technology will adjust the level automatically to match each of their growing abilities. So it's always they're always learning. It's stimulating, never frustrating. The teacher will also be prepared, along with AI, to provide help to act as personal tutors, detailed learning when needed. Then we track their progress to pinpoint their strengths and weaknesses.
Now I want to ask you this question. Now, many times, I like to try to structure the show about vulnerability and being able to push past these kind of talking points and surface issues. I want to have a real conversation that I think has not kind of crept into social media and into public media or traditional media, not just yet. And so, but I want to talk with you about it because you have been advocating strongly for Michael Pintard. Now he's victorious. You're being able to say that we, the FNM, so you're actually counting yourself among the collective. I accept that. Now talk to me. For what you've been saying over the course of the past few months, for Michael Pintard, for what we've identified, for the victory that we've seen, the handsome victory that we've been able to see in this particular position, I want to ask you this question. And I want to be very honest with you. How can we trust that Michael Pintard will do everything that he says that he would do? He gave us platitudes. He gave us sort of ideas. He cast this sort of a vision into our minds and our hearts. There are people that are running into the Free National Movement. How can we, the collective, trust that Michael Pintard will do as he said that he will do if afforded the opportunity to become the Prime Minister of this country?
Well, guess what you do? Go back for the time you knew him, whether you knew him from his previous or from his political life. There's three things you could always find you can give to him as a leader. Trustworthiness, okay? His ethical behavior and the level of integrity. Those are three powerful things that sets a trend for how a person behaves. It shapes character. Now, understand, if I hear people often talk about character, about somebody attack your character. You can't attack a person's character. You can attack a person's reputation. Character is the behavior that is expressed in you. Now, here's what happens. Power, I hear people also say this, power corrupts and absolute power corrupts absolutely. And I say to you, that's a fallacy. Power does not corrupt, nor does it corrupt absolutely. However, power reveals the person you pretended not to be. Now, all you have to do now is go look at Mr. Pintard before and doing right now. Is his behavior matching what it is now? Doesn't he have some form of power right now and influence? It doesn't change. So it tells you what his character is, even though it's within him. But the trustworthiness, the ethical aspect, and the integrity that he possesses makes him a strong leader.
None of these come into question. None of these come into question for me about Michael Pintard. I believe that he's steadfast in his position.
But that becomes the first foundational part, then you build from there.
The one thing that is an element that a lot of us seem to avert our eyes and kind of we put on the horse blinkers and try to be steadfast and don't allow our peripheral to identify that there is an element that exists within the Free National Movement that has lent support to Michael Pintard. And very quietly, there are persons that are considering whether or not his posture, his position will change based upon the influence that supported him and found him in this victorious position. Let's just be clear. That's me being politically correct when I say what I said.
No, I understand that. But I'm saying to you is, that's why I give you those three things, because those three things are concrete. Those are pillars. Remember you said the anchors. And so it shows you that it's done. Just go to the message of inclusivity. Inclusivity is not just those that's been left out. It is also for those that have always already been included. And so as he developed his vision as a collective, because understand, the vision that Mr. Pintard may have may be his personal vision for the Bahamas, but he's been not elected to represent Michael Pintard. He's been elected to represent a country who has a vision or has a desire for growth and inclusivity that has not happened in the last 50-plus years.
I am excited. I can say this to you. If Michael Pintard provides 42% of the commitment that he's made to the Bahamian people, if he pushes and he's steadfast in his conviction, I myself would be eager to kind of support him in this idea of transparency, of being above board, and being able to lead with this sort of an integrity to see the country back in a position. I myself would support in that particular position. I say that to say that we're watching. We're watching. Okay, go ahead.
Watch the creativity and innovation that will be proposed in new ideas, fresh perspective, and innovative solutions for our problems, thinking out of the box.
Okay.
And then test it. I say, let me say this, test us. And don't just talk around it. Let us talk to it as opposed to other people who talk about it. And we will show the Bahamian people that unstoppable change isn't coming. As a collective, unstoppable change is here.
Thank you, my brother. I do appreciate your telephone call. Ladies and gentlemen, going to take this quick commercial break. Be right back after this.
The foundation.
Are you looking for a hot deal this summer? Well, look no further because Marcos is here. We're giving you an offer you absolutely can't resist. Get two large one-topping pizzas and choose between a cheesy bread or Cine Squares for just $29. But hurry because this deal is here for a limited time only. Head into your nearest Marcos or order online today at MarcosPizzaBahamas.com. Nobody makes a pizza as good as we do.
Here's to the go-getters, the early risers, and the late-night dreamers. You, the visionaries, painting futures in your mind, in your studio, your office, your sacred space. Here's to the adventurers, explorers of every realm. To you, the innovators, turning the cogs of progress in a world where connection is a lifeline, a pathway to possibilities. Alive is the perfect connection for everyone, every lifestyle. Every day.
Visit BeAlive.com today.
Now let me see now. 326 EPIC. Hello? Hello? This Epic? Eckert Battery? This Miss Beulah from around the corner. I hear you're selling tires now on Wolf Road 2.
Praise the Lord. It's about time. I live Fox Hill and Fire Trail. It's too far.
That ain't all. They open Monday to Friday, 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. on Sunday and holiday, 8 a.m. to 4 p.m.
My brother Sam, he's a hacker, and he could go right there and get fixed up.
Call us at 326-EPIC. We ship also to the Family Island.
Foundation.
And we are back, ladies and gentlemen, 96.9 FM radio, Howard Grant in your company. The foundation is a beautiful day. Grateful to be in your company in the land of the living. Got to shout out my good, decent people. You know, I thought about Jeff yesterday, Jeff Delaville. I hadn't heard from him in a while. I said, well, Jesus, Jeff, must he stop calling the show, right? And jumped into my truck. The radio pops on at the same time. And I heard him on Naughty Show. So I said, well, Jesus, me and Jeff Marty. What happened to him, right? I hear from him in a little while. Jeff and I go to the same church, and I haven't been to church for the past maybe 2 Sundays. I was dealing with this kind of a stuff for the election and so forth and so on, so I didn't have an opportunity to go to church. I was absolutely out of it from Saturday night, so I'm sorry, right? And so I didn't have an opportunity to go to church. I hadn't seen Jeff. I was just wondering how he was. Heard his voice, and I said, wow, it was good to hear from him. So out of the blue, this was yesterday, out of the blue, my phone rings this morning. Jeff. So I said, your boy, Jeff, I just was thinking about you yesterday. And he said, boy, Howard, I'm dealing with a loss in my family. So I said, what happened? So he says, my mother passed away Saturday. I said, oh, my God. And so I want to be able to, dedicate this particular portion to Patronella Patricia Delaville Nee Darville, who has passed away at the rich, ripe years of, 89 years old. She had her beautiful children. She's contributed significantly. She was a part of a great deal of things in terms of education, in terms of nursing, bank and trust, Bahamas Air, so forth and so on. In terms of the children that she's afforded an opportunity to be able to get into these sectors, she has, lived a rich and healthy life. Jeff says to me that she was married for 60-some years, 63 years. And her husband, his father, passed away some 5 years ago. And since then, mommy hasn't really been able to, you know, like she has been sort of lonely without him. And so she's passed away and she's gone on to be with her Lord and Savior. And so I want to be able to say, Jeff, we continue to be able to pray for you, you and your family, pray for you and your mother, your family who's dealing with this sort of a bereavement and this time of your loss. And we just pray your strength as you continue to be able to move on from one space to another, from glory to glory. We continue to be able to pray for you, my brother. And we want to be able to say rest in peace to your mother and all those that continue to be able to love her and love on her. We're here with you supporting at that particular time. So thank you so much for that, man. It was very good to hear from Jeff this morning. Didn't have an opportunity to be able to hear from him for a while. I also want to be able to say good afternoon to Remus Calmer. Happy birthday to you. He's in Freeport. Happy birthday, celebrating a birthday out there. And it's very good. And one of the guys, if you're celebrating a birthday, make sure you know you summer babies. Give me a call, 323-6232, or send your birthday. I'd like to give you a shout out on your birthday. Happy birthday to all those persons. Guys, the lines are wide open if you want to be able to be a part of the conversation. 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259. Anywhere from the family of islands, 242-300, 5720. Or you can be able to hit me up, 422-4796. It's one thing that I think a lot of us are not saying, right? I think a lot of us are thinking it. I think the social decorum associated with politics, I think what is politically taboo for us to be able to say in open, wide open spaces is one of the things I think a lot of us sort of avert our eyes. We turn away from that and wish not to articulate it. And I'm not sort of this rebellious salmon swimming upstream for the purposes of being able to implement or plant mischief. That's not what it is. But for the purposes of transparency and understanding where we were, where we are, and where we need to go, I think we have to have an open conversation. Is that fair? For where we are, where we were, and where we need to go, there needs to be transparency. My brother, he came over to my house last night. I hadn't seen him in a long time. When I say seen him, we've seen each other, but we didn't have an opportunity to talk for a long time. And I want to say something that I think many of us need to hear, and I'm hoping that he doesn't have an opportunity. He doesn't mind me saying this. I love him very much. And so he came to me last night. He says, one of our cousins are coming over from Grand Bahama. So I said, okay. And I thought this was, you know, let's get together. He says, there's an event that's going to be held next week, Monday. So I said, okay. So he says, I'd like to invite you to it. Are you open to it? I'm like, I don't know what the hell is he talking about? Why are you being cryptic with me and coded like you speaking in Morse code? What the hell are you talking about? What are you talking about? Tell me what you're talking about. Well, there's an event for people who suffered trauma, right? And people who went through tribulation. And there's this sort of a group therapy session for us to kind of have a conversation and talk about it, right? Or however this is set up. And so instantly, I start to really being able to assess myself through the community I'm from, right? And so we start to talk about our manhood and the indifference that exists and start to be able to contrast ourselves between white and black. This is going on in my mind instantly when he said this. Because let's remember, this is the community that we're from. Let's just be honest. This is the community that we're from. Oh, black people don't do this. In my mind, instantly, boom, it pops in my mind. And then I start to work out, because education says to us, hey, listen, push this foolishness aside. This doesn't make any sense. So I start to push it aside. We're talking now. And I think about it. And so I try to assess his trauma against my trauma. Because all of us, we've gone through some level of issues in our lives. And we've been taught for a very long time not to talk about it. We've been taught for a very long time that let sleeping dogs lie, not to deal with those things. When we start to look at our life, it's a microcosm. It's a piece. It's sort of a chip off of a block of a larger community that suffers the same tribulations and issues. When we look at politics in our country, or we look at the lack of leadership, or let's call it lackluster leadership, that's not just presented locally or currently, that has been presented over the course of time. When we look at that, we never take into consideration a transparent conversation. We never do it. We believe that the next move can be the move to unravel the mess that existed yesterday. And we never seek to have a conversation about why we made those strategic steps that placed us in a position of defeat in many instances, of depression in many instances, of downfall. We never talk about those. We only seek to get up and move forward. I appreciate my brother for being able to offer me the opportunity to have this kind of a conversation. And I'd like to extend the same conversation to you. I'd like to speak to you here on the foundation about being able to talk about some of the socially and politically taboo concepts that we have yet to identify. I'd like to speak to you about the juggernauts that existed at one point for nationalism, but yet that power that C. Allen talks about, the ultimate power that corrupts absolutely. I'd like to speak to you about that power and how that enters into a vein of a man who had great aspirations and ideas and then shifted into a position of being able to become a legend, a god, from a political standpoint in our country. I'd like to talk to you about whether or not we're identifying on both the FNM and the PLP side the elements that exist beyond the veil, and try to find out if we need to have a clear conversation for what the pain and hurt that we've endured from men and women of yesteryear for us to get to the future that we envision. I'd like to talk to you about that. And I'd like to have this kind of a transparent conversation with you as we look at energy transform, as we look at education, as we look at social services, as we look at immigration, as we look at these particular perspectives and concepts or divisions in our country. Let's talk about it. Because we could never get to a place of true growth and development, of reform, transformation, revitalization, until we have some conversations and deal with some very ugly truths that many of us seek to ignore. I just want to be as decent as possible as we say these things. Guys, I want to thank you so very kindly for being able to participate in this. I'm going to be back at the 1 o'clock hour. If you'd like to join me in that conversation, the numbers again, 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259, anywhere for the family of violence, 242-300, 5720, hit me up, 422-4796. Quick commercial break. We're going to be right back after this.
Foundation. This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.
Stay informed with the Nassau Guardian, your news delivered. Are you tired of chasing down the latest news? Why not have it delivered right to your doorstep? The Nassau Guardian is now offering an unbeatable home delivery service. Special subscription rates. 3 months, just $44.80. 6 months, only $79.52. 1 year, an amazing value at $143.36. Your daily news fix all year round. Don't miss out on this opportunity to keep up with the latest in local and international news, sports, business, and entertainment. Subscribe today. Call us at 302-2360 or 302-2353. Our friendly staff is waiting to assist you with your subscription. The Nassau Guardian. We've got the news you need. Don't wait. Call now and let us bring the world to your door.
Foundation. And we are back, ladies and gentlemen, 96.9 FM Radio, Howard Grant in your foundation here, live and in full effect. Love you to join in the conversation today. Sometimes you go a little deep. Sometimes it's very political. Sometimes it's social. Sometimes we have an element where it's spiritual for me. But I think holistically, mind, body, and spirit, right? I think the divinity that exists in us requires acknowledgement from all parts of our being. Can I say that? I think the divinity that lives within us, right? That mind, that body, that spirit needs a physical conversation to talk about infrastructural development, to talk about the ideas, and to talk about creativity and innovation, so forth and so on. The spiritual aspects needs to talk about the acknowledgement, to talk about genuflection, to talk about growth and development. And then our mind needs to be engaged with a very clear understanding to identify our participation, to identify how we can be able to be a part of this beyond just merely existing, but to leave a lasting impact for a true sense of growth and development. I think these three combined leaves an indelible mark, right? An undeniable mark, right? Into the indentation and the prints into the minds and spirits of the Bahamian people or the next generation of Bahamian citizens. Let's do it like that. I think it's important that we have a holistic conversation. I think it is, right? So some days you're going to be able to hear me talk more specifically about one thing or another. But every day I think each one of the conversations link towards a greater objective. And I'm hoping that with your participation, that this link could be able to forge a bond that's unbreakable in the minds of people as we move towards an undeniable future, a future that's bright with expectation. But if we don't apply ourselves today, it'll be the exact same thing when we get there, because what we will do is carry Egypt with us. Can I say this? Right? And cry out for onion. My God, as manna from heaven has fallen. I just get preachy with you sometimes. Don't fight me. But we can talk. It's time for us to talk like this. And I'm grateful to you for affording me the opportunity to be able to do that. 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259. Anywhere from the family of islands, 242-300-5720. Hit me up, 422-4796. Call on the line with us live. Go ahead. Go ahead, caller.
Mr. Grant.
Hi.
Yeah, good afternoon.
So how you doing?
How did you touch on BEC?
I did.
I'm so glad for the Prime Minister and the Minister. If they could pull this off, like they say, next month, you'll see a major, major drop in your light bill. That is one of the big elephants most everyone in this Bahamas was crying about. And if they could do that, we wait to see what next month is going to come forth. Now, even though we may see something happen, and you know, some people still is going to complain, and because it seemed like to some individual that don't care what you do, it ain't gonna work for them. Another big elephant is the food. This place is in a crisis with food, and it seems like the big stores them is not backing down. So the government need to come up with some type of strategy, either allow people to go on the cap, bring their food and stuff back in, duty free. Something they have to work out. Because right now, school is about to close for the summer. The little children, they must eat, and they eat more when school closed.
Mm-hmm.
So where the family them going to get this money from every minute to go to the food store? So government cannot fold their arms down and say, well, what we can do? They have to now come up with some ideas, because you go to the food store with $200, you come up with a bag and a half of stuff, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And my last point is with the school. You know, we allow the school, but these little children, they spread like a mushroom.
Mm-hmm.
And now they trying to get it back together. The school train, my granddaughter talked to me Sunday, and she was telling me a little boy in grade three, there's a primary school on camp, Michael Road, no name calling. And he come to school, this little boy in grade three, he come to school, he had cigarette inside his pocket.
Mm-hmm.
Now, where do he get these cigarettes from? I know he can't go to the shop and buy those. So you see what we're up against? We are not holding these parents accountable. Nobody's going to jail. Only talk. The talking have to stop, man. People must make an example. Once you make an example of people, they are not going to want, people will tighten up on the children. They'll be more responsible. You see? Thank you, sir.
I appreciate your telephone call, man. The Prime Minister in his budget review has taken on a position and actually indicated that he started to be able to speak to this more specifically. He talked about this in his 2024-2025 budget speech, where he addressed food security as a part of the broader initiatives to strengthen the Bohemian economy and improve the quality of life for its citizens. The mention of food security specifically ties into the government's efforts to invest in the sector that directly affects the well-being and resilience of the populace. And his quote, more specifically, he said, "We will also reduce the duties on a wide range of building materials and food, including chicken and meat." I think the government needs to be able to be more creative in their approach. And I know a lot of conversations start off with this sort of a concept that says, Howard, age has nothing to do with this. Age has nothing to do with creativity. Age has nothing to do with smartness. Age has nothing to do with any of these things. But I am convinced, on two fronts, that if you have youth, on several fronts, let's be decent. If you have youth, if you have conviction, if you have innovation in the room with you, and you're open to these particular concepts, I believe that we can be able to have a conversation that is not sort of tunnel vision into what we did in the past. Sort of tunnel vision at how can we reduce the rate of these particular things? I think if we start to expand on these things and talk about the possibilities that exist, how do we empower them? How does the government provide seed funding for an opportunity for persons to be able to take their family and expand on 10 acres of property that we afford you in Eleuthera, hypothetically, in Andres, hypothetically, in Long Island, hypothetically, to be able to do agricultural development, to be able to do farming, to do this, to do that, and create. This could be the genesis of new cities. This is what a new day is all about. For me, a new day is not about the fact that the sun set and rised again and rose again. That's not what a new day is about for me. When you make a pronouncement of a new day, this is rejuvenation. This is revival, restoration, realignment. And I have not seen that. These things, though they may be cutting edge in some sector in somebody's mind, these things are still antiquated. These things have been done. To have a conversation about LNG right now is great. Our bills are up the wazoo. We can't even deal with it. But not to consider the fact that if you're looking at what's happening from a global perspective, this is a decade and a half, almost 2 decades late. And how do I know that? Because a decade ago or more, Leslie Miller was talking about this in your cabinet. A decade or more ago, you shut him down from these particular concepts and ideas. When John Boswick came out with this sort of a concept of being able to have the floating barge right off of Nassau and fueling them, y'all shut him down with these particular things. So now with the introduction of these concepts and ideas, right now you feel like everyone should be able to celebrate you because we're sick and tired of the kind of a burden. But it seems as though you did everything you could to push back these naysayers to find the people that you wish to do business with. I just want to be decent. I just want to be decent. I just want to be decent. There's nothing new, not under the sun, not introduced to the concept of a new, brighter, stronger Bahama land. A New Day administration may embrace this, but these things existed when the Prime Minister was the Deputy Prime Minister. The Prime Minister was the Minister of Work. These things existed. So what's the difference now? That it could be a tick against your legacy? Or whether or not you found the right partners to ensure that there's sustainability on these? And let's talk, man. Let's talk. Because these things have existed. These things have existed. Whilst y'all bring Optimus Prime and roll them down to Clifton Pier through the streets at 3 miles an hour. Let's be straight with this. administrations are the cause of the lack of productivity. And the question I have is it as a result of lack of inclusion, or is it a result of a steadfast, stubborn position that only serves certain families and certain postures and ideas that exist in our society? I just want to be clear. You see, over the past few days, I've been asking for the book, The Vision of Sir Lyndon Penland. I've been asking for that. C. Allen was able to send me the electronic copy. I've been asking for that because I read that book before. I lent it to my father-in-law. You wouldn't believe, he texted me and said, well, Howard, let me see if I can help you find it. I said, sir, you took my book. You seem to forget you got my book, right? You forget he got my book, right? So I've asked for that book so I could give you verbatim and read to you verbatim what existed in the heart of Lyndon Penland. What was etched. I'm not talking about the tribulation, the indifference. I'm not talking about the good, the bad, and the ugly. I'm talking about a vision that was captured and put on paper for the next generation to read, absorb, and apply. And as I read this book, and I read this, I realized that Lyndon Penland had a desire to be able to see every dispensation of Bahamian people empowered. The only way you was going to be poor if you decide to be poor. He even spoke to it, that if you're lazy, you ain't going to eat. In so many words. In so many words. Bait it. Catch fish, bait, or get out the boat. This kind of a concept that says that everyone must be a participant in our society. That's not what's happening today. You've been rejected if you seek to have an idea for growth and development in this country. You've been rejected. If you don't have proper affiliation, proper proximity, you have been rejected. If you cannot continue to be able to genuflect and offer an opportunity for those juggernauts to be able to have a piece of something on your table, you have been rejected. But that's not the vision that existed at the inception of this Bahama land. Where the hell have we gone wrong? Where have we gone wrong? And maybe reading this into your hearing could remind you and realign you. Let's just do that like that. Let's be decent about these things. That's all I want to do. This is about, you cannot be afraid to make a black man rich. You cannot. Political organizations have an issue. They need to be seen as an organization that introduced concepts and ideas for forward movement of the country. Oh, the FNM did this, or the PLP did this. None. They're wrong for that. They're wrong. The PLP at its inception was the organization that identified talents that existed in Bahamians. Not projects, not anchor projects. That was never their legacy. Their legacy was to identify sustainability. For identifying true talent and affording them the opportunity to be polished in politics and present themselves as statesmen to see the country move forward. That's what the hell the PLP did at the inception. It was corrupted after a course of time. And I don't believe it was by no one individual. Over the course of time, men became consumed with themselves. How do we get back to the core? In 1992, Hubert Ingraham, coming out of the PLP, given afforded an opportunity to be able to step at the helm of the Free National Movement and lead that, he did from a national perspective what he thought, his conviction said, this is right for the Bahamian people. Over the course of time, as he stepped off the scene, he recognized that he still had vigor, that he still had power, and he continues to be able to wield that from behind the scenes. I just want to be decent as I say these things. We have to get back to a true north in this country. That you're not afraid to make a young black man a millionaire. A good, decent place, a house. My God. Good, decent place, house that I see. I say, my, this is a beautiful neighborhood for me to be able to grow my family up in. I come from neighborhoods like this. I come from decency. Don't mind me from 8 Mile Rock. Decent people there. I come from a neighborhood that had this kind of a decency. I wonder how much for the house. My Jesus God, the thing cost more than $500,000. How in the world young people could live? and you're afraid to make me a multimillionaire? That ain't even enough money to be able to survive and ensure that we could be able to keep the legacy of the Bahamian people alive. You want everything to funnel through your family. You're wrong. Lyndon Pinland said he wanted to make X amount of millionaires. You keep opening the gate and letting who you want in. You negotiate through the bars. Okay, if I let you in here, you can give me this? Yeah, boss man, I swear I can give you that. You sure? All right, somebody get the blowtorch. Let's see if we can be able to open the bars. You blowtorch it open and then you wet it back. Nobody could get in there. You got the watches on the wall to shoot anyone down who trying to climb over. This is the Bahama land that we live in now. But you got the northern side open wide for anyone from an international perspective who've never been successful in their own spaces to come here and become multi-millionaires off of the backs of the Bahamian people. That is wild. It's wild. You have lost your way in this country. And we got to get back. Let's get to our next telephone call. Call on the line with us live. Go ahead. Go ahead, caller.
Alan.
Hey.
A pleasant good afternoon, my brother.
What's up, Anton? All is well?
Hey, radio man, Howard. A pleasant good afternoon to the nation. See, Alan, I hear you loud and clear. See, Alan.
you say, come to the FNM. It's a lot. It's a lot, sir.
I don't know what to say, Howard.
It's a lot.
But anyway, y'all always have good conversation. But you know exactly what part I meant when I said I heard you see Alan.
You see, I said it. Go ahead.
Anyway, look here, Howard. Mm-hmm. Boy, look here. Man, look here. Let me start it by saying happy birthday to your princess.
Absolutely.
And I'm certain that her good dad, Howard Grant, made sure his granddad, she had a wonderful day. And so God's blessings to her. May God continue to cover, guard, and protect her. She's a beautiful young woman, a beautiful, positive, contributing, Bahamian young woman to our country and to the planet.
I appreciate it.
And God bless and Mrs. Grant as well, so that you all can continue to provide that covering for her. But boy, look, you, Howard, you're hitting the spot with me and you'll be talking about
all the time. Y'all don't know this, me and Bill Anton always talking. Amen.
Howard.
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
Boy, look, you forced me to call. I just wanted to listen to the good conversation. But Howard, look here. We have lost our way. Yes, honestly. Honestly, Howard. Howard. Can you hear me, Howard?
I'm radio.
We have been in government for nearly 3 years. September 16th of this year will make 3 years. And another 2 months, pretty much. 2 months and 5 days. Will be any multi, how many Bahamian multi-millionaires we should have and could have created over the last 3 years. We seem afraid to empower our own people.
Now,
you hear me, Howard?
That we ain't just PLP. That is we across the juggernauts and the watchers that stand on the gate.
Howard, I'm so happy. This conversation is so timely because it's something else you spoke about earlier that my spirit told me I could talk about if I wanted to, but I can't remember right. You hit something else that was in my spirit as well that I want to bring out in a positive but show the negative as well, right? Mm-hmm. Howard,
I already
know. While you were conducting your interview with Dr. Minnis Kemp, right,
mm-hmm.
at his candidate's launch, right,
mm-hmm.
it was revealed that $500 million in business was sent in a particular direction. Howard, did you hear me, Howard?
Yes. That's what Kevin Harris
million
said.
$1 million, Howard?
Million.
In 4.5 years was sent in a particular direction. How many Bahamians, Howard, outside of the... And look, don't get me wrong. When I speak to the volume... That went in that direction. That's me. That is not me in any way, shape, or form. Hating, being envious. I don't have them kind of those kinds of traits do not exist in me. I don't have that kind of spirit on me. I'm happy to see in business do well, Howard, right? That's the kind of spirit that I have on me, because perhaps I can learn something from them to help me along the way as well. So I love to see, in particular, Behemoth progressing. But I keep pointing on it just to show the disparity and the indifference, Howard, that wrong with empowering or further, not empowering, further empowering a certain class of individuals in the country. But we hate empowering someone who can come from nothing to something in this country, or someone who is already showing, who's already trying to do some things for his or herself to further empower them or to make the road clear for them to gain success. The last person to do it was Christie, Prime Minister, former Prime Minister, the Right Honorable Perry Gladstone Christie. However, the way he did it, I thought it was unfair, but I still appreciated that he opened that gate for a new generation of millionaires to be created in the country from the numbers industry, Howard.
Okay.
Right?
Okay.
I thought it was done unfairly, mm-hmm. right? And I still don't support the way in which it was done.
You realize a real conversation with me. You realize you're having a real conversation with me. The gate was well shut before they let Sabas in, Adrian Fox, Craig Flowers, so forth and so on, right?
We limited the amount of persons that can acquire the license. I did not.
And they limited the amount of people who could get a license. They opened the gate and said, only your money will be blocked.
I spoke out against it. I did not support it. However, Howard, looking at the good, I still appreciated that at least the bars and Fox and the rest.
Let's put some more transparency to this. These men were wealthy prior to.
Absolutely.
But underground.
Absolutely.
What the government has done was only legitimize their position.
Right.
The country had already indicated that we don't want this. Position to say, the hell with the people, we're going to do this and we're going to do it for you all, couple, eh? And then close the gate back. That should satisfy the people.
That's a technical conversation.
Okay. We'll get into that.
But the overarching point being, it was still done, and I'm very happy to see that at least Ann Howard, you know, this draws me into something else I want to mention before I get back to this point, Howard. Look, that new wealth that Sabaz, Adrian Fox, and others like and Mr. Bright and others like them access to the numbers industry, Howard, they are moving the money in the country. They ain't just parking their wealth in some bank or some offshore bank.
No.
They are reinvesting. They are helping. They are developing.
They are hiring. I just saw Island Luck must have 90 people looking for right today. You could go on Island Luck. You can Ambassador, Cashier, this or that.
Right.
They are reinvesting in community. Own Talks, right?
Uh-huh.
He's providing opportunities both local and international for persons to be exposed to the. You can't fight these people.
And not only that, on the development side of real estate and other investment, they are doing some big things in the country
to spread
the wealth.
Was it Brickell and Venetian and something like that?
They're making money.
Yeah.
They're not just making money and parking it. That's another big problem that we have in the country.
Yeah.
Too many of the people.
They got construction boys. They got construction boys working.
Yeah.
They got all these people working. They are really contributing to society. I can't fight them. I'm telling you the truth.
Howard, money has to continue moving.
It ain't only had to been them.
If they would open the gate and let intellects in and be able to scrutinize
projects with transparency and identify what is good for the country and afford opportunity without this sort of an underhanded concept, you could see more people doing the same thing.
Right.
Then you don't have to look for PPPs and every relationship we got to scrutinize or went to. Is this your people? So forth and so on. The gate wide open.
Right.
If you don't come in the gate, you ain't won't come in.
Fear, Howard, another deep aspect of this conversation we can explore on another show is how the wealth moves in this country. People are just parking their money. Money is, in essence, Howard, that was gained and earned on the backs of the Bahamian people. Many of these persons are just parking their wealth selfishly, parking it, not selflessly, it reinvesting to try and stimulate some other developments and other opportunities for many Bahamians in the country. They're parking their wealth, Howard, mm-hmm. right? And mm-hmm. so getting back to what you were saying, I learned my dear Howard. Look, man, see, this is what frustrates me sometimes in many instances with the government that I support, my government, because I know the promises, I know the thinking. I was a part of the platform committee for empowerment, bringing forth many of the things that I discussed openly, nationally, which has brought me to the point of discussing it openly, nationally. We have failed to implement. We have failed to exercise. And we have full authority and full power. I talking about no scrap from no table to give to Bahamian people our.
No.
I'm not talking about no scraps, man. We
no.
got to stop this garbage.
No.
Really and truly. And then on the campaign trail, we want to go and look back in the eyes of the sea of Bahamian people and ask them to support us again. How in the world does that work? How do you square that? When you have the power right now to make things happen on a mass scale for Bahamians, to show your fruits from your tree, to show your fruits in the pudding, and you're not pulling the trigger. We got to do better. We don't want to see, we do not want to see our own self, our own color empowered. When are we going to experience economic majority rule in this country? What is it going to take?
This is a real
anyway, talk. You know what, Howard? Thank you for the opportunity, my brother. God continue to bless you, to be brave, and stand up and speak truth to power, my brother. God bless you.
You. I appreciate you, ladies and gentlemen, joining the conversation, participating in these particular... It's a real talk. This ain't no pretend talk, okay? There's nothing that we're saying here that you can't identify and being able to pull up and anything. You could type this thing in Google and find the information. This is nothing under the table and spoken in dark rooms and smoke rooms and stuff like this. This is a transparent conversation. And maybe you didn't put the numbers together, you didn't put the bricks together to identify the entire the picture properly. But this is where we are. This is where we are. This is neo-colonialism. This is the new slaves. That's who we are. I saw a picture the other day where there was a black man with black face walking through there was a drawing. He was walking through the cotton field with Louis Vuitton bags and his pants sagging and all these particular clothes. We've become the new slaves, running after superficial concepts and not having the empowerment to own anything. This is what we have relegated ourselves to. That our existence is only for acquisition and then we transition. That is bananas. That's bananas. Quick break. Be right back after this.
Applying for a mortgage but don't know where to start? Use these tips to speed up the process. First, visit your bank and get pre-qualified. This is an assessment of your ability to repay. To get pre-qualified, carry a passport, a recent pay stub or verification. If self-employed, 2 months bank statements and a bank reference letter. Ask questions. Is there an application or commitment? What will the interest rate be? Are there any closing costs or prepayments? Get smart. GetMoneySmartBahamas.com.
Bonneville Bones, established in 1970, is the leader in men's fashion in the Bahamas. We're conveniently located in the Mall at Marathon and the Harbor Bay Shopping Plaza, and fully stocked with everything you need for all occasions. Our Harbor Bay location is one door north of Alive, with the black and white signage of Bonneville Boutique. Both locations are open from 10 to 7 p.m., Monday through Saturday. Bonneville Bones, Bonneville Boutique, still the leader in men's fashion. Located in the Mall at Marathon and the Harbor Bay Shopping Plaza.
Do you have uncontrollable debt? Are you ready to make that move to Fidelity Future? These loans have a built-in savings plan that pays you unbeatable interest. Ask about our debt consolidation loans today. Call 356-7764.
Fidelity, we're good for you.
Foundation. The foundation.
foundation.
And we are back, ladies and gentlemen. Shout out to my good, decent people out there in Canada. Canada, the land of the maple syrup. Amen. I hope you guys are good. And the bacon, Canadian bacon. I hope you guys are really good. He says, please shout out to my biggity Bahamians in Canada sitting in the people courtyard with the show playing upturn all the way up loud. He said, they love you and they love listening to you every day, God send. I said, tell your good friend Garth that he has some female fans in Canada who wants to hear him on the show more often. All right. I'll definitely let Garth know that. Guys, the lines are wide open. If you want to be able to kind of call in, please give me a call, 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259. Anyway, for the family of islands, 242-300-5720 says, Howard, this topic needs to be ventilated more. It's a great show. Howard, this topic needs to be ventilated more. It's a great show. Howard, this topic needs to be ventilated more. Great show. And where this Anton come from is very fair and very palatable, right? I like that. I like that. I like the, your contribution in these particular says. The government has their boots on the backs of the Bahamian. Minimum wage are too low to survive in this country. This is why people don't work. They have poor customer service. Crime will increase, and parents tell their children to stay abroad. This is some of the concepts that's happening in the country. I agree with you. The government has to stop the creation of ride-sharing. The government has, I'm sorry, let's read this again. The government has stopped the creation of ride-sharing in the Bahamas. They must stand up against the taxi unions and don't service the local riders market. This is a text that's coming through. So it says, Howard, I missed a few minutes, Howard. Did Anton announce that he moved to the FNM? Never. You all need to stop it, right? Lines are wide open, guys. 323-622-3262-325-4316. 325-4259. Anywhere from the family of islands, 242-300-5720. Hit me up, 422-4796. This is what a new day is all about. A new day is, you shouldn't cringe when I tell you I'm worth more than $65,000 a year. You shouldn't cringe. You say, oh, Jesus, that's a lot of money. Sir, do you understand that we live in the Bahamas? Do you think that all of us should just continue to live as paupers? Do you not know that we have a responsibility to ensure that we've done better than our fathers and our fathers' fathers to ensure that their legacy, that we could be able to build on these things and we could leave something for our children's children? Sir, what the hell am I going to do with your $2,000 a month? What do you want me to do with that? What do you want me to do with that? Oh, my God. Do you know that people paid for education? Do you know that people are paying for their children's education? What am I going to do with this little piece of money? Not in a bad way. Not in a bad way. Oh, you're ungrateful. No, sir. I could hustle for more money than that. Talk to me. You got 9.6 million tourists here, and they're getting home with all their money. All their money. And you boasting about numbers that came here and no way to capture the money out of their pocket. At least put some vending machines out there. That is, do the little claw game. Do something. Do something. Don't let the people go home with the money in their pocket. Huh? Don't let the people go home. Yeah. Empower Bahamian people to be able to purchase their own ATMs that don't have to go to the bank. Put your money in the ATM and charge a service fee. Strategically put it around. At least let somebody make some money. Strategically identify people that could be able to put vending machines. Don't let the people go home with their money. 9.6 million people, and no one can feel the money on the ground. And you're celebrating. You cut cake, you dance, everybody feel good. We got numbers, but that ain't mean nothing to none of us. Because you didn't have the glass ceiling. The fella say it ain't a glass ceiling no more. It's a concrete ceiling, my God. How we get in this position? And Lyndon Pinlin only wanted to see us rich. He want to create millionaires. And if he want to create all these millionaires, that means 100,000-aires got to come up here too. That means 10,000-aires got to come up here too. Come on, talk to me. That means that we could have a society wealthy. Not just rich, wealthy. And that wealth is the sustainability of legacy. But you're scared of that. A black man with money is crazy. They don't listen to nobody. You're scared of that. You're scared of that. Because, child, we can't manipulate them no more. They got money. You're scared of that. And that's what your political organizations seek to do. That's neocolonialism. You need to stop. Telephone caller on the line, go ahead.
Hello.
Hey.
How you doing?
I'm good. What's happening?
Right here. Boy, I don't know what to say after I joined. I should say that's the human side of him. There comes a time, Howard, it's bigger than politics.
Absolutely.
You know? And Andona's been an activist, leader, and someone crying out for a long time. And I think it's becoming a bit more than politics for him. Okay? Because he get to see the parties go, you know, and parties come, right?
Mm-hmm.
Parties live for 5 years, and parties going to dry off for the next 5 years until the next party coming. And I think standing outside and looking and seeing that picture, it's not too pretty, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And basically, if you listen to his voice these couple of days, he's saying less empower our behemoth. And, you know, prior to him calling in, and persons who know me, Howard, they could tell you, and I'm not going to say it repeatedly, but I remember one time in my life at BRP, right?
Mm-hmm.
And from the time that I've known the Prime Minister that is now Brave David,
mm-hmm.
I've always heard good things about him. He's a passionate person. He's a nice person. He's the best, you know. And I said, wait for him to become Prime Minister, and he finally did. But I'm so disappointed in him for the things I heard about him.
Mm-hmm.
I still think within myself, like, he could do more. But there are some persons who have him, like, scrapped down, like, hey, you know, you can't do this, you can't do that, or you shouldn't do that. You know, it's just my thinking. Some things he put behind that, let's use the medication, for example. He tried to change to get in meeting with the pharmacist, right? Where they could reduce the price. And somebody, I think, just knocked it down. I think every time we try to do something, they knock it down, I believe. But I don't blame them, I blame him, because he's the hem, he's the captain, he's the pilot, he's the one who's supposed to be steering that ship, the ship. You understand what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And because it's not happening, he's going to go down.
Mm-hmm.
But when you see persons like the Antoine crying, like, I don't want person talking about Antoine going to the FNM or anything. Antoine is being a Bahamian looking mm-hmm. out for the Bahamas. And I feel like all of us need to forget about these little contracts and whatever we're gaining from our party and begin to speak out. Because until we do, nothing is going to change in this country. Not a thing.
Mm-hmm.
And that's just my honest opinion.
I appreciate your call, my dear. Thank you so very kindly for that. Thank you for your contribution in these particular states. No, I don't. I'm not disappointed in the Prime Minister. I'm not. There are some men that I look at that have climbed and found their way to socio-political prestige, right? So, and acclaim. They have climbed their way up to that. They started off as lowly men. They started off as, they kept repeating the rhythm of some things that they've said, and then they climbed their way to this sort of a social prestige. The Prime Minister is not one of these guys. He's not one of those. He's not one of these people that you look at and you have kind of no expectation from him. He's just like a filler. He's not that guy. He's not that guy. There has only been good things said about him from people who we trust. We've trusted their voice. We've trusted their contribution. We've trusted their convictions. They've been steadfast in their positions. They've never shown themselves to be perfect. They have some indifference that exists, and we still can talk about those things, but they're trusted. They're trusted. One of those people is Leslie Miller. He's a trusted voice in our society. He is what we affectionately call the pot cake. He has supported Brave Davis relentlessly. Even before his kind of a bid formally for leader of the Progressive Liberal Party, Leslie Miller supported him. And we support Leslie Miller. And so who he brings before us and he lays out this sort of a position of what he can do, we trust him and we listen to see whether or not these things that you speak of Brave Davis, is aligned in his actions. And they have been for the most part. Now, he's ascended to a position as Prime Minister, and you have your advisors, you have your advisor board, you got your executives, you got this, you got that, you got so many people that you have to filter some things through to ensure that there is harmony within your political organization and harmony from a national perspective. I'm not disappointed in Brave. I do believe that in this New Day dispensation, that Brave Davis, in his particular capacity, Prime Minister Philip Brave Davis, needs to be able to pull out the conviction, the strength, the wherewithal, and make a decision that shows us it's a new day. This introduction and concept and idea of the energy sector and this partnership, that's cool. That's cool. But the truth of the matter is that we need more. We won't be millionaires too. We want real transparency, not this kind of a tender board that you exist before us, that you still be able to kind of vet and tell people what to do. We want that. We want transparency, accountability, and we don't want your participation. And if that means increasing the amount of money that members of parliament make and other legislators make to ensure that they're satisfied, that they're not trying to be able to take a piece of your little situation, let's do that. Whatever we got to do to ensure that there is transparency, we are willing to do that because it's time for us to move forward. And you don't have all the answers as a government. There exist answers in the bosom of Bahamian men and women that are afraid to share with you because you'll never give them an opportunity to get out of the squalor that they live in. Let's talk. We got a couple more minutes. Take a quick break. Be right back after this.
What can make you happy and angry at the same time? The Angry Whopper and new Angry Chicken Sandwich at Burger King Nassau. It's time to get angry and take on the flavor sensation of BK's signature flame grilled beef, spicy jalapenos, bacon, classic onion rings, cheese, fresh veggies, and all the fixings you love. Or try the new Angry Chicken with the same delicious spicy ingredients on a crispy chicken breast patty. Take your taste buds to the next level with the Angry Whopper and Angry Chicken today, only at Burger King Nassau.
Tired of banks forcing you to use technology to bank the way they want you to? Your convenience is important. So no matter what your banking needs, Commonwealth Bank's friendly staff are always available in branch for that personal one-on-one service. But when you choose technology, our online and mobile banking app offers you state-of-the-art functionality. The choice is yours. Commonwealth Bank. Bank the way you want.
Now let me see now. 326 EPIC. Hello? Hello? This epic? Miss Bueller from round the corner. I hear you're selling tires now on Wolf Road 2.
Praise the Lord. It's about time. I live Fox Hill and Fire Trail. It's too far.
That ain't all. They open Monday to Friday, 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. on Sunday and holiday, 8 a.m. to 4 p.m.
My brother Sam, he's a hacker, and he could go right there and get fixed up.
Call us at 326-EPIC. We ship also to the Family Island.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Foundation. The foundation.
And we are back. We got a couple more minutes left. Let me see if we can take a telephone call. Caller on the line, go ahead.
Yeah, good afternoon, Howard.
Hey, what's up, my brother?
Yeah, boy, I was waiting a while, really and truly. But, you know, Howard, you've touched on a few things, but I want to make a little joke here. I was hoping that maybe more black families could have the attitude of the Biden family. I wish I had a mother like that, but, you know, my parents were great. But when she found I was smoking weed, she didn't go against me. Boy, but I know I never used that white thing in my life. I never cared to use it.
Crack and coke, though.
Yeah, but maybe we should learn how to be compassionate like that, because the Negroes really taught to hate one another. We would call one another crackheads, and we would throw one another out of the house and do this and that, and just let the family deteriorate. You see a lot of people moving around the inner city. Nobody loves them. And so, you know, thought that was a good example from the Biden family.
Mm-hmm.
You know, of course, he'd be treated differently. But what I wanted to touch on was the gambling and the bypassing of the referendum and implementing this gambling. I don't have a problem with the gambling houses. As a matter of fact, one of the number boys in my family, but I never reach out to them because I don't care to, right? What I'm concerned about is that you can go into casino as a white person and gamble without signing up and having an account. You go to the cage and ray. But with the number houses, I guess some people could walk in and put in numbers. You could go and put in numbers without being an account, having an account. But it relates to the slots. You have to go and sign in. And one of the things I realized was they asked, do you agree for them to monitor your account? So I didn't answer that. And they called me back and said, oh, you didn't answer this. You didn't agree for us to monitor your account. And so maybe there's a reason for that. So the Bahamian people, I'm just showing you how the Bahamian people are being discriminated against, all right? And then as it relates to scratch-off, where somebody doesn't have to be affiliated at all, they can just walk into a gas station, buy a card, and get a scratch-off. I thought that would have been more innovative, and maybe I might have let it pass. But for me, this gambling paradigm, the behavior, is a poor paradigm. And we know why it's the way it is, because it's us being infected by politics. And that's the way it is, Howard. It's really lacking in a number of ways, even with the payouts. And, you know, it's just not right for the Bahamian people to be, you know, subjected to that. And you know what I mean? It should be, the numbers should be in the newspaper. They should come on the radio, et cetera, et cetera. So it's a poor model. But anyhow, I wanted to touch on, you was talking about climate change, right, Howard? And it's a basic, simple question I'm trying to reach for the Bahamian people, because nobody seems to want to discuss common sense. If I read to you how to calculate carbon emissions, which there are three ways to calculate carbon emissions, one in which you can multiply the fuel by 19.6. I said 19.5 the last time I said spoken. But then there's also one where you could actually use, you could do it in terms, and you could use the carbon coefficient times the fraction oxidized times the ratio of the molecular weight of carbon dioxide, which is 44/12. And then, do you know the carbon, you know the coefficient of carbon? No, right? You won't know it unless you go down the rabbit hole.
Right.
But just give me an idea how foolish this model of calculating carbon emissions are. That's just fuel. I'm not even talking about what is produced from when you're producing coal or any other chemical or substance, right, that God created. Now, Howard, you know, in geography, they said that the river was old, then it becomes mature, then it becomes old, right, and it forms an oxbow lake, right?
Mm-hmm.
So everything changes, Howard. So why would you let these people fool you about climate change, Howard, when me and you breathe no carbon dioxide? You guys ain't bring no one on the radio yet to explain to me how would they tell the difference between anthropogenic carbon and its isotopes versus carboniferous carbon. These are simple questions that any thinking person who are being on this rabbit hole, lo and behold, will be able to say. And then I don't want to sound too intelligent, because it's scary on the plantation. People get to hate you when you have a little bit of, people get to hate you when you have a little bit of knowledge and you drop out of college. I don't know why. They don't hate Bill Gates, by the way. But Howard, if you look into this, this is a mindless paradigm. You're blaming carbon dioxide and water vapor that God made, but then you didn't read the book, The First Global Revolution, to see where they are making humans the problem. This is what they're doing, Howard. Don't fight me.
I ain't gonna fight you.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. But we all intrigued about politics. I got a joke, man. Howard, politics is make people feel like they can live their way. Because some people high on politics. Some people high on it. I mean, and I like what Anton was saying, but as it relates to, I get back to the gambling, right? The government needs to revamp and look at it. I don't say you should take the license from the guys, but you need some scratch-off and you need some other innovative ways of people gambling that they wouldn't be absorbed into the web shop and sitting down in the web shop. There should be other ways to gamble. You know, we are always getting the 40, the messy end of the stick. So we look at 60 years of politicking. And where has it gotten us? You know, these people have generational wealth. They don't want us to have any because they haven't enriched us and even give us the opportunity to monetize the generational property that we have, even though we know the legal parameters that deals with that. So, you know, everybody's right. You're right. Anton is right. You're right that all the answers we have are within us. But we saw what listening to the pundits during the pandemic would lead us, right? But I'm calling for all of the pandemic pundits to resign and come and admit to the Bahamian people, just like Dr. Fauci, who lied to the American people audaciously, right, that he carried out the scientific method. When the average person do not know the scientific method, to know that he's actually lying to them in the face. He did not carry out the scientific method, Howard Grant. He did not. Give thanks.
I appreciate the telephone call. Let me get to one more before we get out of here. Call on the line with us live. Go ahead.
Howard.
Hey.
Yeah, man. What's going on,
all
man?
Is well.
Happy
what's up?
Belated birthday to your baby girl, too.
I appreciate you,
and,
man.
And who did they graduate Friday before last? That was Gabriel Grant, little young Gabriel Grant.
Yes, Gabriel. Yes,
congratulations, yes, Gabriel.
Yes,
and you have a bright future ahead of you. Your old man smart. So the chip don't fall too far from the block.
I appreciate
now,
you,
man. He moving on to Prince William like his big brother?
I don't know. I thought about it. I think I'm going to send him there.
When you live on East now, that could be too far. So you got to go to the East now. Oh, so
I'm
going to
fight you.
Mess no more.
I'm going to fight you.
Yeah, so, all right, your time gone. So, the only problem I have with Anton, tell us whole meeting with the Honorable Prime Minister and your chairman, Fred Mitchell, and relay that message to them. That's the impassion. Give it to them, man. You see how they're running out of luck with it?
Well,
tell it to them.
They're listening now.
Look up to make it the difference and look up to make the change.
I appreciate your call. Thank you, man. I appreciate you. They're listening now. Let me read a couple of these texts before we get out of here. It said, the greatest irony of the country is that the name of the country. It said, the Bahamas is the Commonwealth of the Bahamas. The term Commonwealth needs to be removed from the name of this country. The Bahamas is a democracy, and there is no such thing as a Commonwealth in a democracy. As the text is coming through, he says, maybe we can have that debate of ideas for a better Bahamas. Let Lincoln Bain set two of the COI best and Brave send the PLP and the best, two of the PLP's best, and Pintard send two of the FNM's best, and including C. Allen, right? And then someone representing the institution of legacy from the FNM to explain why each party will take the Bahamas forward, the way each party will take the Bahamas forward on a four-hour foundation talk. Y'all trying to get me to slide through Chivago show? You need to stop. We're saying you are on high fire today, Howard. If all those hosts unite on any subject, we can succeed at a tighter nation. We have a tall task to correct what's left of the Bahamas. I'm grateful that you said this. Is Brother Howard, the elects of the Bahamas are seeking after greed. Greed and more greed with shame. We need a savior, Jesus Christ. And this is from my good friend Rudy in Grand Bahama. Ladies and gentlemen, that's the show today. I want to thank you so much for being able to tune in with us and talk about these things. I'm telling you, man, listen, if we don't start to have a conversation with transparency, if we don't start to mend and understand past, present, future, there can be no expectation that tomorrow will be brighter. It'll be the exact same in this cuckoo nation. Let's talk about these things, guys. Have a beautiful day. We're going to see you tomorrow right here on The Foundation.
Let me tell you about the cuckoo bird. They don't build no nest to lay no egg. They just drop one egg in another bird's nest. Gotta do the rest. Ah, the Haitians, talking about the cuckoo bird nation. The Haitians, Lord, they're popping by last year. In our God bless Bahama land, we had good food for everyone. We had real teachers to train our minds, and true pastors. Producing national dummies. And those who go on never.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.